Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, May 26th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Traders return with a bang. The New York Stock Exchange reopens, and Sanofi sheds stake in Regeneron. Leading today's news, U.S. stock index futures gained 2% overnight, suggesting the S&P 500 will open above its 200-day moving average when trading resumes after the Memorial Day holiday. Americans were drawn to bars, beaches, and parks despite the number of U.S. deaths from COVID-19 approaching 100,000, while biotech company Novavax started the first human study of its experimental coronavirus vaccine. It's the grand reopening that matters, with the S&P 500 within earshot of the psychologically fundamental 3,000 mark, said Stephen Innes, chief global market strategist at Axie Corp. Novavax is up 22% pre-market. In other news, only a quarter of the New York Stock Exchange's usual population of traders will be back on the floor today as the exchange reopens following a two-month closure prompted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Traders who return must wear masks, avoid taking public transportation, and follow social distancing rules, with newly erected plexiglass barriers to help them stay apart. Liability waivers must also be signed that prevents them from suing the New York Stock Exchange if they get infected at the exchange. Splashy bell rings and IPO celebrations will remain absent, as well as media broadcasts from the floor, like CNBC and Cheddar. Giving the French drug maker more firepower to invest in fields like cancer, Sanofi is selling most of its $13.2 billion stake in U.S. partner Regeneron Pharmaceuticals through a public offering and related share repurchase. Sanofi currently holds about 23.2 million shares of Regeneron's common stock, representing 20.6% ownership, which it bought in 2007 for $26 a share, now worth $570. The transactions will have no impact on the two companies' ongoing collaboration. Latin America's biggest air carrier initiated a voluntary restructuring under Chapter 11 protection in New York, with the support of Queto and Amaro Facilities and Qatar Airways, two of its largest shareholders. We are looking ahead to a post-COVID-19 future and are focused on transforming our group to adapt to a new and evolving way of flying, with the health and safety of our passengers and employees being paramount, said CEO Roberto Alvo. LATAM sold a 20% stake to Delta Airlines for $1.9 billion in 2019. Germany's highest civil court has ruled that Volkswagen must pay compensation to motorists who purchased vehicles with manipulated diesel engines. The ruling, which will allow owners to return their vehicles for partial reimbursement of the purchase price, sets a benchmark for about 60,000 lawsuits that are still pending with lower German courts. VW has already paid out more than 30 billion euros in damages, fines, and buyback schemes worldwide since its Dieselgate scandal first broke in 2015. Some U.S. political forces are taking hostage of U.S.-China relations, attempting to push ties to the brink of a so-called new Cold War, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said during his annual news briefing on the sidelines of the National People's Congress. Thousands of protesters also gathered in Hong Kong over the weekend to demonstrate against Beijing's plan to directly impose national security laws on the city. The U.S. might impose sanctions on Hong Kong and China if the legislation proceeds, warned White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. Reliance Industries unveiled a small pilot of GeoMart deliveries in select areas of Mumbai in April, days after announcing that Facebook would spend $5.7 billion for 9.99% stake in Geo Platforms. The company is now launching an online grocery service by capitalizing on the 400 million strong user base of Facebook-owned WhatsApp, challenging Amazon's local unit and Walmart's Flipkart in more than 200 towns across India. Never waste a crisis, they say, tweeted Damodar Mal, CEO of grocery retail at Reliance. A wise colleague mentioned today, Alibaba also flourished starting from the SARS crisis. The market for public equity sales is picking up sooner than anticipated, said Neil Kell, chairman of Global Capital Markets for Bank of America. You're going to see a wave of IPOs come to market that are larger rather than smaller because in volatile markets, investors want more liquidity. Six companies have filed plans to float in the U.S. in the past 2 weeks, surpassing all the filings in April, according to Refinitiv. The list includes online car seller Vroom and fintech provider Shift for Payments. Others that have registered to list this year include Warner Music and Albertsons. More than four-fifths of publicly listed companies that received Paycheck Protection Program forgivable loans under the CARES Act have held onto them, Reuters reports, citing data from market research firm Fact Squared. 68 companies returned $435.8 million in loans out of a total of 424 public companies that were granted $1.35 billion. The PPP program has drawn criticism from small business owners and others for allowing access to public companies, given their easier access to capital markets. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, consumer confidence is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.